All right, let's now get into this discussion, which we've sort of been playing with off and on through the course of the morning. The place in the country where you ought to go if you want to have a healthy, happy baby. Now, I am a resident of suburban Boston, and I'm happy to see that there's one thing that Boston is number one in, other than having morons run the Port Authority and the airport and the road system and the government. It is the best place in the country to have a baby, according to a study that's been done by Peg Moline. Hello there, Peg. How are you? Welcome to Good Day.
Thanks for having me. I'm fine. Thank you.
Why? Now, you're involved with Fit Pregnancy Magazine, mm-hmm. and I suppose that this would be the bill of fare. What about Boston makes it number one? What are the things that you've considered as you looked at where to have babies?
Well, first I'll tell you what we considered, and then I'll tell you why Boston's so great. We looked at 50 different criteria in 9 categories. So it was very extensive. Everything from affordability to birthing options to breastfeeding rates, stroller friendliness, fertility services and laws, child care, safety, and hospitals and doctors. So as you can imagine, Boston rated really well in hospitals and doctors, both in the quality and the accessibility of them. But they also rated very high in birthing options, meaning that there's a significant number of births that are attended by midwives instead of doctors.
Mm-hmm.
Women have a lot of different choices, which is important when you're pregnant. It's all about choice. They also, the majority of women breastfeed, a very high percentage of women breastfeed in Boston, and still are breastfeeding 6 months later. So that's really good for the baby. That's the best way to feed your baby. So, all around, Boston did really well in all of our categories except, no big surprise, except for affordability.
Yeah, very expensive. Everything's very expensive in Boston, so that wouldn't help. But in other areas of consideration, I understand. Now, did you look at every place in our country? How did you decide where to go to look at these various criteria?
We looked at the 50 most populated cities in the country mm-hmm. and then ranked them in order.
Okay, so I'm in Los Angeles. How did Los Angeles do?
I live in Los Angeles, too. Los Angeles, the good news is they moved up 6 spots. They went from a 34 to a 28. So they improved, but they're still right in the middle. And I know that some of the best things about Los Angeles are it's pretty stroller-friendly. The climate's great. You can be outside all the time. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of different birthing options, and breastfeeding rates are very high. The downside is, again, affordability. They don't rank high in that. Another thing we looked at was commute times and how much longer it takes you to get from A to B during rush hour than
If you're pregnant, you're going into labor, count on getting to the hospital by tomorrow if you're on the 405.
You may not want to go during rush hour.
When I was pregnant and I worked in Woodland Hills, and lived in Mar Vista, how was I going to get home? You know, how was I going to get to the hospital if it was during rush hour? It's a big concern.
Sure it is.
So new parents who have to go pick up their kids at daycare, rush hour becomes a big concern.
Mm-hmm. All right, so from ages what to what, then, the survey looks at from birth or actually pre-birth to what age?
During pregnancy and brand new babies. So we didn't get into schools or preschools or anything like that.
All right, so not that I like to concentrate on the negative, but on the bottom of the list is?
Detroit was number 50 this year. And
why does that not surprise me?
There are a lot of challenges in Detroit. Of course, you know, the weather's not great. We looked at safety factors such as property and violent crime rates, car seat checks, things like that. The smoking rates are very high, about 17.9%. of pregnant women in Detroit smoke.
That's a factor of the population is black, and I'm not sure what the numbers are when it comes to Muslims. Is that a big smoking population? Anybody know whether Muslim smoke is a big?
Biggest? I can tell you this: whenever I ride by any Starbucks, you see a lot of Muslim people out there just sucking that caffeine down in the cigarettes.
Really.
Mm-hmm. All right. So I don't know whether that tells us
anything. There's a larger Muslim population now in Detroit than there is black population. So the population's there. And with that, as prejudicial as it sounds, Peg, there is an educational factor, is there not?
Absolutely. And many of the factors, especially breastfeeding, but also smoking, there is an educational factor. You have to know that it's really bad for you. It's really bad for your baby. It's bad for the people sitting next to you. If you're going to quit, do it during pregnancy.
Or before.
Or before,
in
right.
fact. Yeah, exactly. All right. So we've got the top couple. Let's look at the top 10, just enumerate them for us, and then the bottom 10, and we can pretty much figure what's in between.
Okay, top 10. I'll count down. Number 10 is San Diego.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of California cities in the top 10.
Yep.
Oakland, California, is number 9. Seattle is 8. Colorado Springs is 7. Denver is 6. Omaha is 5.
At least it was before the storm.
Right, exactly. It's a really great city for new families. It's very affordable.
Yeah.
Great services. Really good child.
Young, care. Very young population there. Now.
A very young population there. Exactly. That's who has babies most of the part.
Well, you saw this 67-year-old mother who had the babies.
No.
Gotta stretch it out.
No
Pardon
comment.
The pun. Yeah, go ahead. go ahead. Come on.
Number 4, which is not a surprise either. It's a really great place to live and to have babies. Lots of different birthing options and breastfeeding support.
Where is that?
In Portland, Oregon.
Portland, okay. Yeah, that's a good city.
And Minneapolis is number 3. They were number 3 last year, so they hung on to their spot.
Obviously not taking into account the temperature or weather conditions.
Very cold, yeah. But they have the Mall of America, which adds points, right?
Okay, right,
exactly. It's the big equalizer this year. But they also have a lot of walking paths and parks there. So even though the climate is not perfect year-round, they have so much space that that they got high rank, really pretty good marks there.
Mm-hmm.
San Francisco's number 2.
Yeah.
A very healthy city, lots of hills to walk and lose the baby weight once after the baby's born.
As a matter of fact, there's a new song there. The hills are alive with the sound of walkers. I don't know if you've heard of it yet.
I haven't heard that.
Yeah, it's a big song there.
There's also another statistic about San Francisco, and that is the air quality is very good there. And air quality, of course, good air prevents asthma, but it also increases sperm quality.
Really? Richie?
Yeah.
We better move to
San Francisco.
There's no real East Coast cities here except for the Boston.
Boston, yeah, not in the top 10.
Where's D.C. at?
D.C. this year is, I think, 30.
Near Detroit.
Yeah.
34,
so right there with L.A.
Too much political pollution.
No. You know what it is? Let's deal with this. It really is. We have a lot of prejudices still in this country. And there are most of the areas that are not doing well on this list have a large black population, a fairly large Hispanic population, an immigrant population, and either these people haven't been educated, aren't educated, don't care to be educated, or don't have the opportunity to be educated because it's all education. This has got to be one of those plays that pretty much the bottom line is what you know about health.
But that's with everything. You're right, yeah.
Okay, but so that's why the list shakes out. I don't think there's any mystery here.
No, I don't either.
And frankly, when you look at Los Angeles, you were just talking about air quality. I've lived in Los Angeles part-time since 1994, and I will tell you the air quality is 10 times better here now than it was when I first started coming here.
Yeah, you're right.
It's amazing how much clearer. All right, so in the final minute here, let's go to the bottom end and just go through the cities that we haven't heard about yet.
Cities we haven't heard about yet. Well,
yeah, the bottom end. I'm looking at from 40 to
chat room. Want to know where Wisconsin shakes out there?
Any Wisconsin cities?
Milwaukee was actually pretty. Yeah, Milwaukee's 23.
Not bad.
So they didn't do too badly. The safest city in our survey is Colorado Springs, Colorado. No big surprise.
Nope.
Jacksonville, Florida, got the top marks in stroller friendliness and also childcare. We looked at childcare in terms of how many facilities that there are and also what kind of background checks are done on the workers. Some states only require a citywide check, but other states require that they be checked nationwide with the FBI, which is a really good thing.
A big scarlet letter on their forehead,
right.
Frankly.
And I just want to say that if people want more information, we can go to our website, but there's also a tool, an interactive tool that you can get on, and you can put in the things that are most important to you as a pregnant woman or a new mother, mm-hmm. and it will give you your own list of best cities.
Thank you very much for going through these best cities in America to have a baby.